Welcome to Haunted Meat, the podcast where we talk about things that will help you fly through your life in your meat car much better than you are currently doing, and have fun doing it, because you are a gorgeous, beautiful sack of meat, and I love you. I am your host, Melanie Black, and today we are going to be talking about magic, passion, and habits. Today we are going to start talking about that slippery wicket known as motivation and why your resolutions are generally going to fail if you don't understand this deep magic of the world. So understand first that the world, your reality that you live in, is a thin skin of a facade. Underlying it is the current of magic that infuses everything. And the particular current we are going to be talking about today, a little subcurrent in the many currents of the universe, of the known magic universe, is called the passion, or I call it the passion loop. The passion loop. You will know it as motivation, but the passion loop is a much better title because of things that I'm going to explain right now. Okay, so I want you to think for a moment about the last time you felt really motivated or really passionate about something. Chances are there was some kind of pain in your life, some kind of pain that spurred you into action, or a very clear vision, a clarity about what you wanted, and that led to desire, so much desire. So that those are the three elements of the passion loop: pain, clarity, desire. Pain, clarity, desire. Imagine a little vortex these three make, bouncing back in between each other. Pain, clarity, and desire. Cool. Got it? Thinking about it? A little vortex going? All right. So when people say, you know, I don't understand, I was so motivated and then I wasn't motivated. Well, here's the thing. Motivation is volatile. That passion loop is really, really volatile. If you're bouncing around between those three things and that's all that's keeping you going, what happens if your pain decreases because the things that you are doing to get your pain to go away are actually working? Now the pain decreases. Now one of the elements of your passion loop is disabled, essentially. Now you can keep it going with a lot of clarity. Clarity is wonderful if you are really clear in your vision and you're one of those people who does vision boards and goal setting and you are diligent about that. Then perhaps clarity can push you through and keep you in that passion loop, keeping your desire high, and you can keep a loop going just between those two. But what happens when life gets in the way? When life starts kicking little pebbles, little bits of fog, little bits of distraction in your way, what happens then is that your clarity gets all mucked up and muddled up, and now you're left with this hollow desire with no clarity, no pain to back it up, just this hollow desire, this, oh, I want to, but I don't. And I don't know why I want, but I don't. But I want, but I don't. If you are familiar with this and you say, what happened to my passion? What happened to my motivation? Well, that's what happened, baby. It got ruined by life. And that's not your fault. That is just how a passion do. It is wild. It is volatile. It's exciting while you're in it. And it works very well to plow through things for a bit, but then shit gets in the way. So what do we do about that? How do we get back on track? How do we stay on track is actually the better question, because here's what we need to do. If we're looking at that passion loop, at some point we need to get out of that loop or create a new current called the habit loop, okay? The habit current. So it is important that as we are acting, as we're making actions that lead us toward our goals, because no goal happens by itself. We have to actually act. Desire alone will not get us there. The desire spurs some kind of action, right? How do we keep taking action if our clarity and our pain break down? What is keeping us taking that action? Well, the action must be rewarding. Okay? The action must be rewarding. The action itself must become rewarding. This is why some people keep exercising and some don't. Some people are passionate long enough for exercise to start to feel good all by itself, and some do not. Sometimes what happens is that people will exercise for, and they keep exercising, but the exercise itself is not rewarding, and they are not rewarding themselves on top of that to keep going, and then it falls apart before it turns into a habit. So, first part of the habit loop, once you take action, you must make sure it's rewarding. And then your environment, there must be reminders, something set up in your environment. Without clarity burning through and shining a light on what you actually want to do and where you want to go, the fog of just your daily activities will get in the way. Have you ever forgot something that was just so simple? Just so simple. Why did you forget that? Why did you forget? You knew you had to do it. Why did you forget? You just totally blanked out. Didn't happen. Why? Because there was no reminder. There was no trigger to do it again. No trigger to do it again. So even with something that might have seemed so important at one point, and we will use exercise as this example. Let's say you were in so much pain because you were weak and you were in pain, and that gave you this clarity of vision that you needed to start exercising. Awesome. You start exercising because you desire to change your body and change your life. And so that spurred you into action, and you stayed in that loop for a while. But then as you started exercising, you maybe stopped having quite so much pain. So the exercise was working great, right? Except if you weren't quite feeling rewarded yet, then you fall out of the passion loop and you're not yet in the habit loop. So you just float off into the ether and your exercise habits stop. What the actual fuck? So what we have to do is, once we have established, okay, I'm in the passion loop, I'm ready, I'm doing it, make that action, the action of the exercise, rewarding. Reward yourself somehow, some way, even if it's with something counterintuitive, like a piece of chocolate. Do it. Like, just make it make sense within the context of what you're doing, right? Obviously, if you're trying to get more fit, it does not behoove you to eat a grilled cheese sandwich, 5 macarons, and a night's worth of drinking every single time you exercise. That will get in the way. But if you can give yourself some kind of reward, a star sticker, a pat on the back, a high five to friends, a hug from a loved one, a luxurious bath, something. Reward yourself. Make it feel good to exercise. Give yourself some kind of gratification. Post a sweaty selfie on the interwebs. If social gratification helps you keep going, though, all these things are valid. It doesn't matter what tools you use, but you must reward yourself. You must reward yourself to even start the habit loop. And then you must set reminders in your environment, triggers, alarms, your gym bag in a conspicuous place. And that is where you keep it. And you keep doing this, even though it might seem silly. Of course you wouldn't forget to exercise, you think. You can put your gym bag away in the closet where it belongs. No, don't do it. Leave it out. Let people trip over it. Let yourself trip over it, because you will. You will forget one of these days. You will forget one of these days. Even though you think that you know exactly how motivated you are right now in this moment, there will come over you this fog of lethargy, of lack of clarity, of busyness that kind of washes over everything and makes you forget the things that were most important to you. So in order to get into the habit loop, you have to have the action, be rewarding, and have triggers in your environment, triggers in your environment. So action, reward, trigger, action, reward, trigger. That is the habit loop. That is where we want to get to. That is where we see progress happen, because your goals, your big lofty goals of being fit, one killer workout doesn't do it. It doesn't matter how awesome the workout is. 6 weeks of working out isn't going to do it. You have to get in the loop. You have to get into that habit loop, out of the passion loop into the habit loop, and they can overlap for a while, but I guarantee you that passion loop will not stay around forever. It might feel like it right now, but it's not going to stick around forever. You have to get into something more sustainable. Once that habit loop is in place, it is manageable. It is sustainable. It is not reliant upon pain and desire and high emotion to keep it going. You keep it going just because it's part of your routine now. You keep it going because it eventually becomes more painful to not do it than to just just fucking do it, to just be in that loop of doing it over and over and over again. And that is how we get to our goals, because it's not the one killer workout that does it. It's hundreds of okay workouts, hundreds of mediocre workouts, hundreds of meh, we're going to do it again today, even if we don't fucking feel like it. Because why? Because we're reminded to do it, because it's rewarding to do it, and because we're going to do it again. Because of the wonderful things you do to just keep fucking doing it. This is important, people. Do the dang thing. Start by looking at how you can make whatever actions you are trying to take more rewarding. And what are the right actions to take? Well, we'll talk more about that in a different podcast. What are the most effective actions to take to get to your goals? We're going to talk about that later. If you are in the Tucson area, you are a lucky duckling, because at the Nerd Gym, located in downtown Tucson on the corner of Stone and Tool, we will be having an awesome workshop, a free workshop coming up in January. If you have not liked us on the social media platform, go to the Facebook and like the Nerd Gym of Tucson, because we are awesome and we have a lot of wonderful events. But this particular one will be expanding on the topic that we discussed today. And also, we are having a really amazing fitness challenge, the Fuck Fad Diets 2020 Fitness Challenge, going into 2020. So be sure to come in and say hello to the nerds. Find some new friends here at the Nerd Gym, including myself, sorceress, head sorceress of the Nerd Gym, grand master, director of chaos, Melanie Black, resident meat mobile of the Nerd Gym in Tucson, Arizona. We will see you there. Yes. Send us messages. Send us love. And come see about how to make good habits and take right action to be the awesomeness that you were born to be. You can also email me, mel@thenerdgym.com. That's M-E-L at symbol the, T-H-E-N-E-R-D-G-Y-M.com. Bye.